The Tarlehurst End Podcast.
By Reading fans, for Reading fans.
Jose Gomez, welcome to the Tarlehurst End. It's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon. The first thing that I wanted to ask you is just to find out a bit more about yourself and sort of your sort of football upbringing, as it were. So I was going to ask you what your earliest footballing memory is.
When I was born in Matosinhos, which is just in Porto. So my city is Porto.
Yeah.
And since I born, I went to the stadium with my father to watch the FC Porto games. God gave me the chance to work in big clubs in Portugal. Actually, I work in all the clubs, but I work as well in Porto. So it was a special moment. I really follow FC Porto, and my football passion start there.
Yeah, because you never, am I right in saying you never played professionally as a footballer?
No, I played in the very small club, in the youth, and in that time was third division. So in that time was first division, second and third. I played the third one. Now the things change, you know, a lot of divisions, but it's a small club. When I go there, I still play there for the veterans.
Oh, nice!
In the league, they call the Master League, and I can be with the friends, the same friends I can find there in the club. It's a special feeling, because I go there and I can find people that I know from, you know, 35 years. I met them 35 years ago. So I'm still going there, and when I'm there when we have games, I play.
Oh,
I
nice.
Play the well I try.
what position do you play?
Well, I play midfielder, center midfielder. I'm left foot. When I was younger, I played left back and left winger, but I cannot take this mission anymore. So I play inside, and just to put the team moving.
So what age did you decide that you wanted to go into coaching?
In the high school, in that time we could choose a lot of options, you know, economy, medicine, and sport, and I should sport. In that time I would like to be manager since that time. So after, when I finished to play with 21, I could delay the army. In that time, you know, it was
national service
compulsory. I could delay because I could go directly to the university. But I didn't. I decided to go first to the army. It was 1 year very important for me as well, like a person, and also about the teamwork and leadership. I think it was an important moment. And when I finished this year, I start working in the youth, like assistant coach. So I came to the sport university, so sport science, football area, and I started working in the youth in this club where I played before, and go to the army. I worked there 3 years, and after my football teacher in the university asked me if I would like to go to the second league, professional football, to like a fitness coach. And of course I stayed. So he said stay at home, because in that time no mobile phone, I didn't have. I stay 1 week at home waiting for the phone call. Just in the weekend, during the weekend, the president of this club, Pastor Ferreira, called me asking if I would like to go there. And so it was in 90 94, 95. And I start like a fitness coach. And in that time, the technical staff was just three people. Mm. So the goalkeeper coach, the head coach, and I must do everything, you know, the assistant coach, fitness coach, you know, control everything in the training, help the head coach. And I work some years there in different clubs with this task. And years later, I renewed the contract with this club. I come back, I went to another club, and
this club was Passos de Ferreira.
Passos de Ferreira, yeah. After I moved to Sporting de Covilhã, after to Gil Vicente, in second league, we went promoted to the first league. We get the title in the second league. In the first league, we get the fifth position. And after I move again to Passos de Ferreira, after this year was an incredible year in Passos de Ferreira in first league. It's a small club, and we beat and we played very, very well during all the season. But we beat the three biggest clubs in Portugal. We beat Oporto at home, Benfica away,
wow.
And Sporting away. So everybody talk about the team. I renewed the contract with Passos de Ferreira like assistant manager. And the surprise was that I received a phone call from Benfica, and I didn't know anybody in Benfica. I just realized why I went to Benfica, the reason, just around one month later to be there. It was one player that I worked with before in Gil Vicente. He went to Benfica. His name is Carlitos. He played a bit in Real Madrid as well. And this player talked with one director in Benfica. And 1 year later, they called me to asking me if I would like to go there. I said, I already signed with Passos de Ferreira. But I went, I informed Passos de Ferreira. I said, it's up on this. It could be a very good chance for me, you know, because it's a big club. And the funny thing was, if the Passos de Ferreira president wanted, he could ask money or because...
Oh, yeah, a fee, yeah.
You know, or he could just say, no way, or they must pay everything. And in the end, he said, okay, we like you, but you must organize a barbecue in your house. And we put the fire with the contract.
Nice.
And they invited all the directors, you know. They were 17 plus the families, you know. It was a big party.
Yeah, wow. And you put the contract on the barbecue.
Yeah. So it was a funny story. And I went to Benfica. After 2 years in Benfica, I worked with three coaches. Tony Oliveira, Jesualdo Ferreira, great manager. And the Camacho, the Spanish, that he worked in the Spain national team, and the Real Madrid manager as well. So it was a great experience, you know, fighting for great things. And
yeah, well, you followed Jesualdo Ferreira to Porto, Manchester,
years later,
Panathinaikos, didn't you?
Yeah, but I met him there.
You met him at Benfica?
After 2 years in Benfica, the same directors from Passos de Ferreira, they called me. So I wanted Benfica president invite me to sign 2 years more. But the Passos de Ferreira directors, they call me, invite me to be manager. So it was one thing that I really wanted. You know, follow my path.
Go your own way.
My own way.
Yeah.
And in that moment, Camacho told me, look, I like to work with you if you want to stay. I really like it. I said, thank you, but I must follow what I'm feeling, even if it's a mistake. In that moment, I thought that I could change the world, you know, with my ideas, and I didn't care which players they will give me.
What were your ideas at that point? What did you have in your mind as, I want to do this?
I Now, I really wanted to do this from the beginning, but I knew when I start like a fitness coach and after with assistant manager, I knew that without professional experience, even okay, I played, but it's not the same thing. And just coming from the university and played in the level that I played, I knew that wasn't enough to be manager. So I should learn with other managers, get my experience. And in that time, I thought that I already had experience enough to take this challenge. So Paços Ferreira was in the first league. In that moment, I had 32 years old. And I accept. I moved to Paços Ferreira again, like manager. One Benfica big star, after maybe after Eusébio, maybe after Eusébio is the biggest player from Benfica. Fernando Chalana is a great, great player. If you see the European Cup from '84, he did amazing things. And he followed me like assistant coach. I thought that I could be the surprise team in the league, you know, with my ideas, the way that I train. But after I realized that I wasn't ready yet.
Oh, really?
Because so it was a great experience. All these experiences were very important to give me the background to be ready to achieve to any level. But in that moment was very tough, because football is not only the training plan and the players, you know. A lot of things happen around. We must take care about a lot of things, with a lot of things. And in that moment, I just was concerned with my trainings and, you know, with the players. And after a few months, I had a lot of problems to fix, and I couldn't. So this experience finished after 3 months. I stay 1 week at home. I didn't want to even talk about football. And Camacho, assistant manager that I work with in Benfica, he called me. In that moment, they built the new stadium, the Benfica new stadium. And he invited me for the first game, you know, for the party of the new stadium. I said, okay, thank you, but I don't want to go. I was living in Porto, and I should go to Lisbon to watch a football game, and I didn't want.
And Benfica, and as a Porto fan, Benfica probably not the
yeah, but I work there, you know.
Yeah,
I worked there 2 years, and in that time, nobody wanted to win more than me. So when you are professional, you know, you can forget these things. And he pushed me. I said, no, I'm not asking if you come. You must come. I said, no, no. And he insisted. He called me 3-4 times. I said, okay, I will. He said, choose your best suit, put the tie, and your tickets are in the hotel where we make the camp. So go there and pick the tickets. The thing is, sometimes in the life happen things that very, very, you know, I don't know if it's coincidence or... I went there I was in the same box of ex-player that I work with him in Benfica, and he played before he started playing in Desportivo das Aves. Now he's a first league club. And he said, well, I think the good club now for you is the Desportivo das Aves. I said, I don't wait. So this wasn't one Saturday. Tuesday, Desportivo das Aves called me. Wednesday, I was training Desportivo das Aves. So I just stopped 1 week and 3 days. And I go on because I went to a football party to watch a game. Because the assistant, Camacho assistant man, insist with me to go to the stadium.
Yeah.
It was a very good thing. So it's a very good season. In that time, the team was near of the relegation, fighting, and we finish, you know, in the middle of the table. After came another club, invite me to be manager. We did a very good season. It was Leixões. And after Leixões, I receive a phone call from a Leiria, in that time in First League, Leiria president, to invite me to go there. I went there, but a lot of argues with this president, you know, a lot of, you know, the way that he works, it was terrible, you know. You say, he said something now, and 1 hour later he said different thing, and he lied to the players, and it was, a lot of problems that gave to me in that time, make me lose the emotional balance. But again, was another strong and big experience.
Yeah, character building.
To be ready to support everything that happened in football. After that, I came to Moreirense. Jesualdo, that in the meantime was in Porto, invite me again to work with him. You know, it was FC Porto. It was a different invitation. I work with him 2 years.
So we won the league in the first year?
Yeah, we won the league, the cup, the Super Cup, two cups. It was an amazing experience, very good Champions League games. We lost in London against Arsenal, but we beat them in Porto. We draw in Atletico Madrid and we won. We lost against Chelsea, but very good experience. Manchester United, we talked about this before, in 8th final, I think. We draw there 2-2. We did a great game. Our central back lost a bit focus and tried to give the ball to the goalkeeper, and Rooney scored their second goal. We could have won this game, but Cristiano Ronaldo in that time playing in Man United, he scored from, I don't know, 27 or 30 meters distance, and he scored a great goal. Yeah. And they beat us 1-0. But it was a very good experience, you know, fighting and big pressure to win. I followed Gesualdo because he's really a great manager. He, you know, talking about the details, the football details, the way that the players can feel better, can technically can resolve the better way their problems. Tactical problems, I learned a lot with him, and because he gave me the chance to work with him again in FC Porto, I follow him first to Malaga, after to Panathinaikos 2 years. After the second year in Panathinaikos, I told him I want to follow my way again. He said, please stay 1 year more, it will be my last year. I said, Gesualdo, I know you never will finish. And the truth is, he's still working. And I follow my way. Months later, I was working in Hungary, in Vidi.
How did the Videoton people contact you? How did they say
in that time, Paulo Sousa was the coach.
Yeah.
And he wanted to leave the club. He did a good job there, and the directors asked him for a good manager, and he gave my name. So after some interviews and the talk, and we arranged the things, it was a very good option. Good club, good organization, good people. Certainly, it was difficult for me to talk about football in the club. I couldn't talk about the club problems with anybody. I asked them that we needed someone, or a general director, or a sport director, because the owner, he couldn't even speak English. is a great businessman, but he wasn't able to talk.
Did you learn much Hungarian, the language, or?
Oh, it's difficult. I learned some words, but
it's not very similar to English or Portuguese.
It's similar with anything. You cannot find any language similar. Mm. Finland.
Mm.
The origin is the similar, okay, yeah. But even between them, they cannot understand each other.
Oh, wow.
So it's difficult language.
Mm.
And I told them, look, I finished this contract, this second year until the end, but in the end, you must try now to find a new manager to replace me, because I don't want to go on with this organization. And I left the club. I didn't want any money because I have 1 year more contract. I said, I stay until the end of the season. You try to find a new manager. In the end of the season, I move and come the new one. So I moved. In that time, I really wanted to come to England, but it wasn't possible. And I try. The best moment for the manager is when he wants to work and nothing happened.
Yeah.
After one agent that talked with one ex-player from Vidi, asking about how I work, and he called me if I would like to go to Saudi Arabia. I said, oh my God, I wanted to go to England and
instead of going to Saudi Arabia.
And in that moment, a Portuguese club where I worked before, Gil Vicente, made me a proposal. And the money was similar, and it was first league in Portugal. And I decided to go to Saudi Arabia. And my wife said, but why do you want to go to Saudi Arabia if you can go on? And the club is very near of our house. You can stay at home. I said, no. And the manager said, the money is the same. I said, yeah, basically it's the same, but I don't go to Saudi Arabia for this money. I go to Saudi Arabia to open the market.
Mm.
I went there, in the middle of the country. I didn't know personally the agent that invited me.
Mm.
I just traveled with two assistant coaches. We start working in 3 days. We have 3 days to prepare a derby.
Mm.
And the club there is, the city is Buraida, and the club name is Town, Altaon. And in the other side of the street is Ride, Al Ride. And Al Ride, I played against Al Ride after 3 days working there. It's this game moved the city, everybody talk. We draw the first game, but we did a very good job. They were in the relegation position. We finished in the middle of the table. Next season, in that time, just four foreign players, and one should be from Asia. So I keep the Asian foreign player, the striker I kept, and I brought two new players, one central defender and one midfielder, one central defender from Portugal and one midfielder from Brazil. And we start playing the football that I like, controlling all the games with ball possession. We finish the season during all the games, cup, league, against small, big teams, medium. The average of the ball possession in the end of the season was 69%.
Oh, wow.
Average. And we just scored one goal less than the team finishing first position. We get the fourth position. It was the first time that the club went to Champions League.
Mm.
So it was a big party in the city.
Yeah. Was that sort of football, that sort of controlling the ball football, was that new to Saudi Arabian football? Had they had teams play like that before, or was it new for them?
The thing is, they like the Brazilian players, the Brazilian football, the magic
Samba.
Things, the dribbles, they really live with passion, the talent players, when they make action, you can
skillful.
You can see, oh, yeah. They really like. And we played very well. I gave all the freedom to my players. We did very good games, very good games. When finished the season, one of the biggest clubs of Saudi Arabia paid my contract for the next season and gave me offered me a very good contract. Mm. So I moved there.
It was
Al Ahly.
Yeah,
Al Ahly was they were in that time. They had a very good people inside, good organization. We did a pre-season without long part of the pre-season without the international players, the Saudi players, because the Dutch coach was working with them in Austria in the pre-season out of the FIFA dates, but the federation decided to cover his ideas and move the players out, and in that time I had 11 international players. Mm. And I don't know, August 5th or 6th in Fulham Stadium, we had the first official game against Hilal for the Super Cup in London.
Yeah.
So I pushed them to let the players come. I need to prepare the team for this game. And after they gave me the players, 1 week, 10 days before, we beat Hilal. It was a very good game. We beat Hilal, we won the Super Cup. After I played four or five games. Mm. We draw one, we lost one. We were 2 points from the first position. And we played in the middle of the week that we played the Prince Cup game. In the usual, the Prince Cup is the games that you give chance to the players that usually don't play.
It's also like the League Cup in the
exactly,
UK.
Exactly. Yeah. To give minutes in the players' legs to be ready when they arrive the Champions League games. We can use all the players. In the meantime, they changed the president.
Oh, okay.
And the new president, two days before the game, he organized a meeting with all the staff, princes and directors and lawyers, you know, a lot of food. And he said, look, you must play with the same players. Mm. I said, look, it's not fair for you if I make what you want, because if something goes wrong, you cannot be responsible for that.
It's you who's responsible.
So I must be the responsible.
Yeah.
If you want to cut any head, you must cut mine, not yours. Mm. So don't worry. No, please. Because he knew that in these games we change, but it was his first game, and he wanted to be sure that we win his first game, like a president. But I said, no logical. Play after 3 days with the same players if we already organized this to change them, because these players, after they go to the national team, and they will be overloaded when they come back to play our games and after start the Champions League games. No, please put the same, use the same players. We need to win. I said, don't worry, let with me. In the end of the game, I will try to find you, and I will give my face to you. Mm. Happen what happen. Hey, no, please, coach, don't change. Well, I follow my plan, and I change it 8 players.
Yeah.
When he realized in the day game that I changed it 8 players, he was very angry. But we won. Mm. We won 2-1. I traveled because it was a FIFA date, you know, long time without playing, and I traveled at home. It was 3 days, so we lose 1 day to travel. It's around 14 hours, 12 hours to travel to Porto, and so in 3 days we lose one. I could stay 2 days or 1 day and a half at home, and I travel. I was in Portugal at home. Another funny thing, call me the director of Al Ahly, my first club in Saudi Arabia. Yeah, how are you? So, look, I'm calling you because I want to know if you would like to return to Altaon.
Mm.
I said, how can I return? You know that I'm in Al-Ahli. And he said, no. You are not anymore. They already are fine.
They hadn't even told you that they sacked you.
You know, those are amazing things. They are like that. You know, they are like that.
I suppose these days they'll be on Twitter first, and
maybe happened. These, yeah. I don't know. I was at home relaxing, and when I arrive, I sit and I met them, and they said, you know, we have another idea. I said to the president, look, you are doing. Your, I don't know how many years or how many days you stay like a president, but you are doing your biggest mistake like a football director, because I build this team. I know what the players can do, and you are trying to bring a manager with completely different ideas. So what happened? This season, you didn't win anything because the Super Cup was with the other president.
Mm.
This season, forget Champions League, Cup, Prince Cup, not for you.
Mm.
Please don't say that. No, I'm saying this not because I'm against you, you know. We finished the contract, I don't care. But because you have no chance. After what happened, two players, when they get the new, they receive the news, two players, they disappear. 2 weeks, nobody knew where they were.
Mm.
They were angry at the club because they sacked me, you know. And they didn't win anything in this year. And this president left the club without winning anything. So after I returned to town, because they sacked the previous manager, Romanian guy, I think. And I played some games in the Champions League, Asia Champions League. And I did one season more over there. The things change a lot in the Saudi organization. You know, the king, Saudi king, is old, and who is taking care of the country is his son, the prince, and he brought two very and strong friends for a long time that. One take care of one some issues, the other another issues, and the guy that take care of the football starting changing a lot of things. The number of foreign players, for example, now they can use 8 foreign players in the league, so it means that they can play just with 3 Saudi players. It's completely different. And I decided to come back again to Europe. That's when happened the Riwav opportunity. The president invited me to work there. It was a big challenge because just 6 players stayed from the previous season, so 17 new players
with much money. Not much money, because no Riwav not a big team.
No money. I can the total budget for the season, total, you know, everything. Coaches, trips, tickets, food, everything, electricity, everything, 7 million euros a year.
Yeah.
So, very small money.
But one Sonny Aluko is Reading fans now.
In very short period of time to prepare for the European qualifications. So, no time. And the players, they didn't start. All of them, at the new players, they didn't start all of them at the same time. You know, I start working with 11 or 12 under 23s, and after start came one new player, and under 23 removed another player. You know, it was like that. Some the players came one by one, and 3 days before the first official game for the European qualification, I was receiving new players. It was difficult to prepare because I couldn't share my ideas because the players weren't there, just the under 23s. The people start talking, oh, it will be very difficult this season, we will suffer a lot. But I was completely confident because I knew the players that will come, that will give us what we wanted.
It would just take a bit of time.
And we start working. We lost the first game, but after we start work, bam, 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 winning and winning and play more important than win, and we won a lot of games was the way that we played. Everybody talked the way that we played. It was difficult to stop us. We controlled the game. Even against Braga, against Benfica in their stadium, we did great games. We were fighting for the fifth position. Actually, the goal was to be in the fourth position. We were 3 points distance. And in the meantime, Reading.
Mm.
And it's the most interesting and biggest challenge of my career, because arriving in the championship during the Mitzvah game, watch the game in the stand, use the Sunday, it was day off, to see the facilities, and after work 2 days and start playing, and during the Boxing Day, it was really incredible. And after 8 trainings, we already played 4 games. It was very, very tough, but at the same time, and fantastic experience.
When that first training session finished, did you think, well, I've got a great set of players here, or was it, this is going to be a lot harder than I imagined? What were your first thoughts after that first training session?
No, about the players, I thought that we could fix the problems with the players. But I realized that we have a lot of players, first of all, too many players. And we couldn't create a team spirit with so big number. It was the first point. And the second, we must change something to even reducing. We must pick the right players to move, because to create the strongest group. And I think we did very well. The group is really fantastic. They have been working very, very well. We just need more points and win more games. But the way that they've been working, I'm really confident that we'll get it.
Yeah, I'm interested that in terms of your management style, that army experience that you have, do you kind of instill that sort of attitude into the players? I'm interested to know what sort of roles you did in the army, and whether you tell the players, you know, in the army we sort of did this, and you need to learn this sort of like things like discipline and motivation. What sort of things you bring in with that?
It was very important, the life that I lived there, but more important than this was all the big lessons that I take with the other managers in the football life. Of course, you cannot split and cut the things that you have inside your brain, so everything will help you to grow, and you know what the good things that the good experience you can use, and the bed you can just let stay. But of course it was important, the army, but more important was, for example, the from the football side, the passion that I already mentioned is when I watched the Bobby Robson trainings when he was in Porto, or all the trainings that I watched with the experienced managers. Because we cannot forget that they must play with discipline, but we cannot forget that we talk about people, persons, with emotions, with feelings, and sometimes the love, and I when I say love, it's really love, you know, it's passion and love, and live the things with intensity and give the maximum that I have inside me to help the players to be better. Sometimes I shout with them, sometimes I put my heart in their shoulder and help them and give a bit of comfort. But if you really want to receive the maximum of the players, you must trust them. If you don't trust them, if you don't give to them love, with afraid of the discipline and the rules, they can do exactly what you are demanding. But sometimes it's not enough. If you want something more, something extra, something amazing, something, you know, you need more. And if you want this extra, the players must feel important, must feel part of the process, must feel the solution. And that's the way that I look to my squad.
And as you've said, that you've always thought about passing football and controlling the ball, especially in the Championship, which is a league, you know, that's kind of split half and half between teams that play possession football and teams that play more direct, a bit more physical. What about passing football makes you think it's the right system to go with?
Look, the most important thing is win. And find the best way to find the goal opponent. I prefer to control the game with the ball, because if your team is able to do it, they can have fast players, strong players, tall players, small players. For us, doesn't care, doesn't matter, because we have the ball. If you have the ball, and if you build your team in the right way, and your players feel confidence to control the game with the ball, the players that the other team have is just important in the set pieces. Because in that moment you cannot do anything. The ball is there, and you know they can kick the corner or the wide free kick or the frontal free kick, and you just can be in the right positions to try to stop. But during the game, if you control the game with the ball, they can have very good players. But if you have the ball, what can do the very good player? And this is the point. And I really believe that this is the best way to of course, we don't have magic formulas to be champion or to win the games.
Yeah.
Some teams can be champion playing in one way, like Chelsea or Leicester, like happened in the Premier League in the past, or like Manchester City, the passing game, you know, controlling the game with the ball possession and controlling the spaces and be very aggressive in the defensive transitions. I prefer, if I have this option, I prefer to play this passing game. But it's not a blind passing game. If you have the space, if you can play in behind, and with one pass you can put your player 1v1 with the goalkeeper, I don't see any problem to do it. You know, it's not just, oh, passing game, you cannot put long ball. No.
Yeah.
You know, it's a mix. The game is not this. The game is not mathematics.
And that is trust in your players to decide when
exactly,
the right moment is.
Exactly. During the trainings, is the thing is give the players the tools that they must use during the game when they have the problems and when they have the football situations. If they have the space that they can use when we recover the ball, and the opponent is, they put a lot of players in the attack, and we can see that we have a lot of free space that we can use in the fast attack or a counter-attack, you know, why you cannot give a long pass or playing behind? What is the problem? I don't see any problem. But if they are organized and they are doing well, we must be patient and trying to find the right moment to attack and just don't lose the ball for nothing.
I suppose as you used to talk about training then and what you give the players the tools to sort of do what they need to do on the pitch. When it comes to that sort of last 5 or 10 minutes in a game, as a manager, do you feel like you kind of, as not you specifically, but generally as a manager, like you kind of lose control of the players as it gets so far into a game, it gets tired and more emotional? Because Reading have had contrasting fortunes with the last 5-10 minutes of games recently. What as a manager can you do, or do you feel like you can't do in those stages?
Well, when I realized it, we tried and we trained some solutions. For example, if you remember, everybody didn't like when I put John Oshie front of the
against
the defensive Rotherham. Line. Mm. But it was one decision regarding exactly what you are saying. Mm. So we are in the last minutes of the game and they are very good and very strong in the corners, in draw-ins, wide free kick, they have strong players in their challenge. Okay, we put John Oshie front of the defenders. He doesn't need to move a lot, just stay there for the long balls, because the way that Rotherham play, it was just long ball, you know. Even a foul in the midfield line, the goalkeeper come and boom, long ball. So John Oshie is very strong in their challenge. And we draw the game. It wasn't because his responsibility, everybody said, because John play, it wasn't his responsibility. But the thing, it happened. So we thought about this. We prepared during the trainings. A similar thing happened in the previous game. We start losing the midfield. And in that moment, Michael from the academy, he was doing very well.
Alisa.
He was doing very well. But I realized that we start losing the midfield challenge. So I decided to put Gunter in the right and bring Yates, that is a very good defender. You know, in the defensive challenge, he's very strong. To block the middle. You can say, oh, but if you put in one defender, you didn't want to win. Said, no. First of all, I knew that if we conceded a goal, it was very difficult to turn the result. So first we couldn't concede the goal. And actually, in the end of the game, we had two situations that we could score. But first we protect the middle, we block the middle. So I understand your question, and this is very interesting, because in the championship games, the last minutes are sometimes completely different game.
Yeah.
So we must be prepared, and we are prepared for that.
Mm. Yeah, for me, I remember looking at the highlights, O'Shea for Rotherham, it just felt like he was kind of in a no man's land as the ball just basically just went over his head. I kind of found, and I suppose that's the sort of thing. With John O'Shea, he's meant to be retiring at the end of the year. When he signed for Reading, there was talk that he was going to join the coaching staff at the end of the season. Obviously, that was under the previous manager. What is his situation at the moment?
Look, he's a great professional, fantastic experience, like you know better than me. He could, actually, I agree with this idea, he can help a lot, especially the young players to and he can help the staff as well. Yeah, I don't know who said this, who said that, but it's an interesting point of view.
And those academy players, we've had Ryan East started against Leeds and Elise as well. Are they coming in at the moment because of a lot of injuries and they're sort of needed? Are they perhaps coming in a little bit earlier than you would have liked, or do you think they are kind of coming
maybe,
in?
Maybe it's not totally fair for them, because usually these players you can use when you are winning 3-0, you know, in the last 15 minutes after. It's more comfortable for them. But, you know, they have been working with us. They have been doing very well. The club needed them. And I know that it's a risk, but they gave a very good answer to the risk.
Yeah, I suppose Elise getting that start against Stoke, it's a very difficult game to go into, and as a 17-year-old as well, so that is a very sort of different patch. And the academy players, Reading for a number of years have spoken about the academy players knowing how to pass the ball and control the football and everything that you agree with as well. Have you found that all the way down through the ages and the quality of the academy is something that you're really interested in sort of keeping going?
No, of course. We need, when we build a squad, under the rules that I mentioned, you know, reducing the number of professional players, bring some academy players, but we must have a shoulder.
I can't, like under 18s, under 20s.
Yeah, behind the first team, a reserve team ready to replace in any position. So they must be strong. They must be able to give all the requests from the first team for all the positions.
Do you feel like you have that at the moment? Because a lot of the...
Not for all the positions. We have very good players. We are working on it to start the next season with all the solutions.
I'll go into my last couple of questions then, because I know we originally planned to chat for 30 minutes, and I know we've gone quite over that, so I'm going to give you just a couple quick fire questions to round off then. And I know that Reading, traditionally on the first away day trip for a player, they would be forced to sing in front of the other players and stand up on a chair and sing one of their favourite songs or something like that. Did the players make you and your coaching staff do some karaoke before your first away game?
No, we didn't.
They didn't make you?
No, it was very quick, everything, so no chance to...
was Michael doing it for the Stoke game? Because
some of the players did, yes.
Fair enough. And if you could sign one player for Reading at the moment, any world football, who would it be?
Well, I think like everybody, the best in the world, you know, between Messi and Ronaldo, they both can give, it's a personal opinion, but they both are really great and they can resolve by themselves any game. You can talk with the owner. If he gives Messi, I don't mind. If he gives Ronaldo, I don't mind.
Either one, you'll find a way to fit them into the system. Yeah. And final question then, will Reading stay up?
Yes, look, if we look to the table, the number of points since I arrived, I don't know if you did this exercise or not, but I think we are in the 14th position, maybe 7 points up of the relegation and maybe 9 or 11 from the, I think 11 from the promotion or the playoff. So what we did, and it's not my, you know, I'm not a magician, you know, I'm a manager. So it was basically was what the players did. They have been great. The players have been brave. They are playing under very high pressure, and they are fighting. They are giving their maximum. So they conquer this. They conquer these 18 points in this 14 or 15 games. And if we look for this table means nothing, but at the same time give us confidence for the future, because we know that we have a very tough games until the end against very strong teams, but we talk about football, and in football everything can happen, so we just need to think game by game, that we know that the 8 points, so if we draw all the games it will be not enough, or maybe it will be not enough. I think it will be not enough, so we need to win. We need to win, and to win we must show that we want to win from the beginning, and that's why we have been working so hard, and why I'm pushing my players to do it, and I really believe that we will get this.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for coming on to the Tarlhurst End today. It's been an absolute privilege talking to you.
It's my pleasure.
The Tarlhurst End podcast,
read the blog
on thetarlhurstend.com.